A new report surveying frontline domestic violence service workers in Victoria has concluded police discriminate against Indigenous and migrant communities, often compounding or replicating the harm already endured. The Harm in the Name of Safety report, published by advocacy group Flat Out, also found that police frequently misidentify victim survivors as perpetrators of domestic violence, often because they tried to defend themselves. The report makes several recommendations, including developing alternative first responder initiatives other than police and abolishing the practice of police investigating themselves. One of the report authors says the frequency of misidentifications discriminates systematic bias from Victoria Police.
This incorrect identification is overwhelmingly happening to Aboriginal women. It's happening to migrant women and refugee women. And so there are very particular people who are being disbelieved by police. And rather than receiving support and assistance, they're actually being identified as perpetrators. They're being targeted and they're being criminalised in the course of police responses to family violence.
The ecosystem of the Great Barrier Reef is under stress, according to a new report from the Australian Institute of Marine Science. Amid rising temperatures, the tourism hotspot is experiencing significant losses in coral cover.
An annual in-water survey of the biggest coral reef in the world. A new report finding parts of the Great Barrier Reef have experienced the largest decline of coral cover since 1986.
We've seen the coral go up and down over the 39 years that we've been monitoring, but in the last 15 years, these changes have been bigger than ever before.
According to the latest report from the Australian Institute of Marine Science, the coral decline is driven by climate change-induced heat stress and the impacts of recent cyclones and Crown of Thorns starfish outbreaks. The survey found coral cover dropped by a quarter in the northern region, by almost a third in the southern part of the reef, with the centre of the reef showing the least coral loss. AIM's long-term monitoring program has been running for almost four decades.
The main threat to the Great Barrier Reef and to coral reefs around the world is climate change. And so the key things that we need to do to try and secure a future for our coral reefs is, number one, reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
While tourism operators are concerned, they say the reef is still a beautiful place and remains resilient.
We need to act now. Where the concerns really comes in is the worry of that lack of hope that it's too late.
Tourism related to the reef contributes around $5.7 billion to the national economy each year. More than 1,400 kilometres north of Brisbane, it's a natural wonder that's become closely linked to Queensland and Australia's image overseas.
Now's the time that is not to take our foot off the pedal and to support stakeholders, support the Great Barrier Reef.
With the hopes of protecting an iconic site for years to come.
The First Nations fashion industry honoured its high achievers at the Australian Indigenous Fashion Awards in Darwin on Wednesday night.
Wassey Miller is making her mark in the fashion industry. A proud Boogerman woman already walking some of Australia's biggest runways.
Someone came up to me and asked me to come in to do a photo shoot. She just wanted to see how I go. And ever since then, I've been doing modelling.
In 2022, she moved to Brisbane to chase her first dream, healthcare, earning a diploma in nursing and setting her sights on returning to Palm Island to care for her people.
Nursing has always been my number one passion, I guess, to always return back to home. But ever since moving to Brisbane, I have got more opportunity with the modelling. And that's something that I wasn't interested in because I was very ashamed at first.
When she's not in scrubs, Wassey is on the runway, recently showcasing her talent during Melbourne Fashion Week, the experience of a lifetime.
Melbourne Fashion Week is obviously coming up again this year. That was my first big runway last year. I've been on little runways before that, but Melbourne Fashion obviously put me out there. So I definitely looking forward to, putting myself back into that, and hopefully I get it.
For Wassey, fashion is more than just lights and glamour. It's a powerful platform to celebrate her identity.
Representation has always been a big thing, but I was lucky to have been with Lox & Co, and they obviously focus on a lot for representation, especially for black fellas.
Well, whether she's working in emergency, walking on country, or strutting the catwalk, her inspiration comes from those who walked before her.
My mum and my grandmother have always been my role models. I always say to my mum, I want to be half the woman that you are, because obviously she's been through a lot in order to get me where I am now, and she still continues to support me.
From Palm Island to the runway, Wassie Miller is proving that purpose and pride can take you anywhere. Dan Rennie, NITV News.
More than 700 students from across New South Wales have made the trek to a tiny remote school near the Queensland border for the annual Gadigal Indigenous Games. It's the 16th year that Gadigal Central School in the tiny town northwest of Lightning Ridge has hosted the games.
Gadigal Central School only has 35 students, but has welcomed 20 times that number from dozens of schools across the state to play traditional Indigenous games adapted for use with modern equipment. While the exercise and friendly competition is the focus, the kids get much more out of the event than just the games.
We've been playing games like Ketan, which is a modified game of netball, but instead of having a hoop, you'd say have a pole that you need to hit with.
It's been heaps of fun. I think the best thing that's happened so far is meeting everyone. I would recommend every student in the country to come.
I think friendship and playing fair, that's our school motto, and playing fair with the game, but having fun, enjoying one another's company, and knowing all about that, what our kids do here. Because it's small, it's remote, it's so different from city life and city kids' schools, and I think the kids from all over will get a kick out of it.
Other state and local services like the health department join in the event, providing a pop-up health and well-being hub, and there's also a disco for the kids. Gadigal Central School Principal Malcolm Banks has led the games for 8 years and loves welcoming so many students and staff to the event.
Schools coming from all over New South Wales, staff coming from all over New South Wales, and the students participating not in their own school, but we mix the schools up. So that allows students from different communities to socialise together, to play together, to show sportsmanship together.
The town's population swells from about 160 to over 1,500 for the games. A massive contingent of volunteers helps organise the event and keep everyone fed and happy. A host of elite athletes have also been on hand to help out.
The best thing about this is, you know, seeing all the kids engaging with, they got games in the background here, engaging with each other. You got the opening ceremony, the smoking, you know, understanding culture as well, but most importantly, the kids having fun.
To learn about culture is to know what Australia is all about, I would say. I don't think that kids know enough about culture in the school system these days, so it's nice to, I guess, see a fun side of the culture. It's a culture that brings people together, and I think the games are, that's what they're doing today.
Carl Holm, NITV News.